We had a great time, and it was a really great crowd. It was full and very enjoyed.
How sweet it is! Welcome on, everybody!
We do 60 to 80 shows a year, and this is the band's 45th year. And I'm a latecomer. I've only been with the band 43 years, so... we do all kinds of different festivals, but and usually we're out for blocks of time, 3 or 4 weeks at a shot, but this was just a one-off event that we weren't working in the beginning of July, so somebody hooked us up and here we are.
What's it like to be on the road and to be part of a band for 4 decades and more?
Well, I can't imagine doing anything else now, so I just keep my fingers crossed we keep it going. But what... I'm not seeing myself as a rock star as such. I'm just a bass player, if you know what I mean.
You've been with the band for 44 years. How did you first get involved?
It's a very complicated story, but Jeff Simon, the drummer, I believe, locked his keys in his car. I bailed him out, gave him a ride home to get a spare set of keys, and then he introduced me to George, and then George finally hired me, and here I am 43 years later, this weekend actually, 4th of July 1976 at J.C. Dobbs in South Street in Philadelphia. Started it all for me, and here we go.
Do you have a favorite song that you like to play, or are you kind of tired of playing the songs after 44 years?
Well, they come and go, but they all have a little place here and there. And there's little things that the crowd brings out that always makes them kind of interesting. You always find somebody connecting with it in the crowd, and you kind of lock in on that. So I can't say no, I'm tired of the songs, but I do look forward to finding audience participation with them that makes it different.
And I think you had a lot of audience participation here.
It was a great crowd tonight here in Sioux City.
And you've actually played here before. You were at the Hard Rock, I believe, playing another show?
I heard that. I remember coming here a long time ago, and I remember pulling up in the morning in the bus, and I don't know if you're going to appreciate the fact that we could smell it about... Oh, I don't know. We stopped at a truck stop before we got into town, and we wondered what that smell was. And then said, well, you're closing in on Sioux City.
Well, we used to have a nickname called Sewer City.
Sewer City? Yeah. I'm glad to see it's cleaned up. It's actually, I took a run along the Greenway there, along the river and up Perry Creek, and it's beautiful. I had a great time. Listen, I hate to be rude, but I'm being beckoned to leave.
Okay. Well, thank you. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.